Welcome to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have County Engineer Josh Seaburn.
So thanks for coming on today, Josh.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So if you could get us a little update on bridge projects that have been completed in the Guthrie County area and the ones that are currently underway.
We have one project that was completed last year. It was a large box culvert built south of Coon Rapids on Chestnut Road. We took a narrow aged bridge out and replaced it with, like I said, a double 16 by 16 box culvert. It was quite a project. It was deep and was a lot of concrete went into that project. It went very well. In that regard, thankfully, the drought year helped us because we were able to work on a major drainage area and complete the project with very little rain events.
And then what kind of funding went into the project?
That funding all came from state funding. It was called SWAP funding. A couple years ago, the state decided to keep all federal dollars and then they give counties state dollars. It's a very efficient and effective way to get funding to the places where it needs to go. So that project was 100% funded with tax dollars that come from outside Guthrie County.
And then any bridge projects that are coming up this year?
Well, and that leads me to that same project, because we still have to complete the paving over top of that project. We had large amounts of fill, so we wanted to let that sit for a year. So it's been a gravel patch on a highway. And like I said, that allowed the majority of settlement to take place over the winter and spring. And we're going to be getting that patch back in here, hopefully within a month, possibly a month and a half. And other projects we have going, we have one project on 310th Road. That's a concrete bridge, and that is going to have the deck poured on it possibly next week. And then we'll have some other work to be done. That's the last major hurdle. Then we have some other work to be done. So it'll probably still be a month and a half before we start looking at opening that back up. That's been a really good project as well.
And then what funding went into that project?
That project, along with another one that's going to be going to bid next year, both of those projects were part of a grant program where we received federal aid and matched that with the SWAP dollars that I mentioned earlier. So, again, both of those projects are funded 100% by tax dollars that come in from Guthrie County. And that's approximately $700,000 in federal aid that's coming to Guthrie County.
Well, is there any more bridge projects, or should we move on to road-related projects?
The other bridge project that's part of that is on the Menlo Exit Road. It's the road that goes from Menlo to I-80. There's a small bridge down in the bottom, and that project is part of that federal aid grant, and that will go to bid in September.
And then is there any funding for that?
That's the federal aid, part of the $700,000 and SWAP dollars that will be funding those projects.
Okay, let's move on to road-related projects and what has been completed this year for road-related projects.
Our own Guthrie County crews have completed numerous projects. We've repaired and replaced several culverts and able to fix up some areas that we've needed to get to. And it's been a very productive year. It's been challenging at times because we start to go one direction and then come to find out we can't get material, can't get our hands on it, or it's just astronomically expensive. So we have to switch gears and kind of change directions, but thankfully we've been able to do that and remain very efficient. So that's been really good. One of the one of the things we've been working on and recently mostly completed was we were repairing the drainage structures on F32. It's 190th Road that goes from Guthrie Center and has some turns and curves and works its way out to Wichita and then over to the Audubon County line. That project is, or that roadway is going to be overlaid next year. So we wanted to go ahead and get the drainage structures improved and repaired ahead of time. So when we do the pavement work, it kind of is a whole system upgrade, not just the paving. In addition, we're going to be doing some work on the two bridges on that road this fall, possibly next spring, depending on weather and conditions.
And then regarding to what you're talking about, getting struggles to getting materials that are causing delays in some of these road and bridge projects, I know you're just a county engineer, but do you see a near future where supplies becomes cheaper? And also, are you seeing these delays because of the supplies?
We have had to delay a handful of smaller bridges this year to where I was pricing large metal culverts, and then we ended up pricing concrete as well. And when concrete and metal are competitive cost-wise, you know, it's something's going on. The price of metal is skyrocketed. And then when you talk to vendors, sometimes you get the answer, well, we don't know when we'll get it. Here's the price. But we don't know when we can get it for you. So that really has delayed some things. We had a couple bridges we had targeted earlier on to get taken care of this year because they're critical to some farming operations, and we're not able to get that done, and I don't like that. We want to serve the public as best we can, but we also have limitations on what we can get our hands on.
And then in regards to your five-year construction plan with the Iowa Department of Transportation, have you made any adjustments to that this year?
We have not. For that, primarily the first few years are the most important. The subsequent years are more kind of a rough guide of where you need to be or what direction you want to go. So we're on target for the first couple of years. This highway, F32, 190th Road, that's one of the major ones. These two bridge projects that were federal aid, they were part of the five-year program, and those were executed through that as well.
That's our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with County Engineer Josh Seaburn. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.